Hey, glad you could join us. Just in time for Stolf Pod 23.
Yes, we're cranking them out, aren't we?
Well, why not? And this Stolf Pod is dedicated to my buddies over at a website called A&M Corner.
What's the A&M Corner, Stolf?
Well, the A&M Corner is for fans of the Tijuana Brass and the Baja Marimba Band and Sergio Mendez. Anybody who was on, you know, A&M Records.
The Carpenters?
Yes, the Carpenters. And, you know, this is a great site. They've got all kinds of pictures over there and discographies and a forum. I've gotten a ton of interesting information over the years from the A&M Corner.
So what are the commercials going to be today?
Well, it's going to be fake Tijuana Brass.
I get it. Tijuana Brass. Not.
Right. Because once the Tijuana Brass sound caught on, it had a tremendous impact in the advertising world. You know, the Herb Alpert sound was ubiquitous.
I thought he was Jewish.
Yeah, okay, listen. To illustrate my point, here's a commercial from a soft drink I think you probably heard of.
Coca-Cola has the taste you never get tired of, always refreshing. That's why things go better with Coke after Coke after Coke.
Coca-Cola? Nah, I never heard of them.
Well, let me ask you this. You ever heard of Maxwell House Coffee?
That I heard of.
All right.
Want to pour great-tasting coffee every time? You can't miss with Instant Maxwell House. You always get that same rich, delicious flavor. Coffee the way you like it. You can't miss with Instant Maxwell House coffee. Every cup is good to the last drop. For great-tasting coffee, you can't miss with Instant Maxwell House.
Stoff, you know who's a big Tijuana Brass fan?
Who?
Mary Violet.
Mary Violet. Oh, she's the waitress over at the,
The one-star diner, Tule Pond Road. You know, Stuff, I have a tuna fish sandwich there every Friday. I've been going there, you know, week after week, year after year, and it's always the same routine with her.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll order my tuna fish sandwich, and she'll say, white or whole wheat? And I'll say, whole wheat. And she'll say, oh, sorry, we're all out. And this happens every time, Stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah. So last week, I finally gave in. And when I ordered my sandwich and she says, white or whole wheat, I said, white. And she gave me this funny look, you know, Stuff. And she said, aren't you the whole wheat?
Listen, Cool Daddy, would you like a lifesaver?
Sure.
Well, so would I. Why don't you go out and get us a pack?
Huh?
Want a lifesaver?
Yeah.
Ever hear anyone say no to a lifesaver?
No!
And finally, here's a TV theme. This was put together by Julius Wechter from the Baja Marimba Band for the 1976 short-lived sitcom Viva Valdez.
Why did Mom and Papa wait so long to have me?
Debbie thinks he was an accident, but that's not his only problem.
I don't feel so good.
What's wrong, son?
I'm having hot flushes.
Meet the family that's full of surprises on the premiere of Viva Valdez. 1 week from tonight on ABC.
Thank you.
that's all right. You know, Stoff, Mary Violet told me a funny story the other day, but I can't repeat it because, it's an ethnic joke. I don't want to offend nobody.
Why don't you do what I used to do on the radio? Remember when I had a good ethnic joke, I would take out the ethnicity and I would substitute the Bee Gees. See, that way I would only offend Bee Gee fans. Yeah, all right, who cares, right?
Well, that's a good compromise. Okay, I'll do that. Stop. What's the difference between the Bee Gees and a canoe?
Oh, no. I heard this one before.
A canoe tips.
Well, on that friendly note, we say so long for this time. Remember, if you're a big fan of Tijuana Brass or any of those guys, check out the website A&M Corner. They are the best.
And we'll be back very soon with Stop Pod number 20-something or other.
We'll see you.